Hi, welcome to a new episode of Big Sister Conversations. I'm your host, Enola. When you become a believer, one of the most awkward processes you go through is navigating your relationships with unbelieving friends. Do you cut them off? Do you keep them around so you can preach to them? What's the balance between staying friends with them and being a witness of the gospel? Basically, how do you handle unsaved friends? We're going to unpack some of these questions in this episode. But before we get into the conversation fully, I want to invite you to subscribe to my podcast so that you can be notified every time I release a new episode. I also want to invite you to be a part of the community by subscribing to my newsletter, Keeping It Real. I send encouraging and personal emails every month just to keep you hopeful and inspired. The link is in the show notes. I love doing social media shout out because I appreciate it every time somebody leaves a review. It means so much. There are two things majorly that leaving a review does. First of all, it gives more people an opportunity to discover the podcast. So when I want to download an app, every time I ensure that I check the ratings and reviews to give me a feel of what people are saying about it. And it's the same thing with podcasts. You want to know that other people are enjoying it and other people find it fun. So when you leave a rating, when you leave a review, it helps other people become more interested. And of course, we want to widen the community. The goal is a global community. So please try to leave reviews, try to leave ratings. I really appreciate them. And it also encourages me to do more. Of course, I'm going to do more whether or not you leave a rating or review. But it's just encouraging to know that, oh, somebody's listening and somebody enjoys this. And it just makes me really excited and happy. So please leave reviews. If you use Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating, leave a review. I would so appreciate it. And you'd also get a chance to feature here because I try to read all the reviews I get. I try to read them every time on the podcast. So yeah, please do so. So today's shout out goes to Weird Cutting Thing. Here's what he or she said. I found this podcast today, which is like a while ago, and I know that God led me to find it. I couldn't have found it at a better time. Every single episode so far has been insightful and thought-provoking, and I really, really enjoy them. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Weird Cutting Thing. Thank you for taking the time to review. We love you. We appreciate you. Thank you so much. Without further ado, let's get into today's episode. In my first year in the university, I quickly settled down and made friends. Not one friend, not two friends. I'm talking like 10 friends, 15 friends. I feel like I knew a lot of people in 100 level. And at the time, my biggest qualities in a friend were loyalty, shared interest, and intelligence. That was it. If you ticked those three boxes, I mean, we could be friends. We would be best friends, in fact. But then, you guys know my salvation story. I talked about it in the episode titled Three Things I Wish I'd Known About God. So if you haven't listened to it, please do. It will bless you. In the meantime, I'll just give you a quick summary about my salvation experience. So I got saved pretty early, but then I didn't take God seriously until my second year in the university. And then as I began to take my relationship with God more seriously, it began to touch on other parts of my life, including my friendships. And I feel like in the beginning, when you first discover the beauty of being in a relationship with God, you carry it on your head. You want everybody to know you are fervent, you are fervid, you are on fire, you are burning. And I mean, you should carry Jesus on your head all the days of your life. But you know, as you grow, you start to learn to add a little love, wisdom, no less passion, but like you do it without being too critical or, you know, just offensive. You learn to do it well. Anyway, as I said, living in the consciousness of being a believer, some of my friendships began to feel uncomfortable because, first of all, I'm that person that if I'm in, I'm all in. Like, I don't do half. I'm like 0 to 100. If I'm 0, I'm 0. If I'm 100, I'm 100. I have no in between. So with God, I was 100. And then some of my friendships started to feel weird. And, you know, I could no longer laugh at some of the jokes. I could not agree with some of the things they did. Some values were just weird to me. Like, why would you believe this? And, you know, it was just like there was some friction in my friendships. And it didn't help that, again, I'm 100%. Like, I started becoming super active in church. I was attending church thrice a week. I was serving as a volunteer. I was very involved in church. And so it was just weird to my guys. Like, I was the same person that would probably be at home on Sunday, or I'm looking for how I can just sharply go to church so I can tick it off my list should my parents ask. And I'm now the same person going for lunch really 3 times a week, and I'm trying to read my Bible and pray, and I'm praying on Saturdays, fasting on Fridays, and I was really all in. So it was just really weird, and it put a strain on my friendships, and eventually at some point I lost some friends. Now, I'm not an expert at friendships or even being friends with unbelieving people if you're a believer, but I feel like I might be able to share some tips from personal experience and then just from, you know, the word of God, in the hope that it would help all of us, not just even you listening, me myself, because I still have friends who are not saved. So I'm really hoping that this would help all of us navigate friendships with unsaved people in a way that honors God, serves them well, loves them well, but also protects us. So, you know, just stick around and I will get right into it. I think the first and most important step is to acknowledge the difference. So, you know, there's just some people that when something is wrong, they don't want to talk. They just want to pretend like everything is fine, and they just act like, oh, you know, we're all cool, we're tight and all. But I feel like once you become saved, it changes everything. So if your friends are unsaved, or your friends are generally just not serious with God, and you start to become serious with God, you become a believer, there's a difference. There's a major difference. So scripture even says that if any man be in Christ, he's a new man, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. So it means that you're no more the same person. The person that they were friends with, whether the friendship has lasted 10 years or 2 minutes, you guys are no longer, you know, the same person. You have changed particularly, and you have to acknowledge that difference. So between yesterday and today that you got saved, you're not the same person anymore. You have become a new person. Yes, it might take a while for you to live it out fully, for you to grow into the person you have become, but fundamentally you have changed, and it's as serious as you have crossed from life to death. Sorry, you have crossed from death to life. So if your friends are unsaved, just know that, first of all, you don't even belong to the same kingdom, because, you know, everyone who is saved has been called out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear son, that is the kingdom of light. And I've explained this before, I'm not sure in which episode, that essentially they're just two kingdoms. Either you're for God or you're against God. And once you are for God, you're no longer against God. So there is a huge difference between you and your friends when you are saved and they are not saved. And I think it's very important that you acknowledge this. Don't sweep it under the carpet. Don't just act like, oh, I'm still going to do the things we used to do. I'm still going to do the same things. I'm still going to go to the same places. I'm still going to act the same way. You're different. The Holy Spirit is going to start to convict you. The Holy Spirit is going to start to change you. Things that, you know, you found palatable before will no longer be palatable. Things that you and your friends used to do, you may not be able to do them without your conscience, you know, just pricking you. So you are different. And the first step to handling such a relationship where you have an unbeliever as a friend is to acknowledge that now we're different people. We might still have the same interests. We might still like the same things. But like, in terms of the essence of who we are different people. So that's the first thing. Why is it important to acknowledge it? Because you cannot fix something if you don't know what is wrong. Or you cannot handle something properly if you don't know it needs proper handling. So, you know, you will not take, you won't take Panadol unless you know, you'd say, oh, my head is aching. You've acknowledged that you have a headache, so you need Panadol. So that's why we need to acknowledge the difference, so we can handle such relationships with care. Now, the second thing I'd say is strike a balance. Strike a balance. That's the second thing. So A is acknowledge the difference. B is strike a balance. I was trying to do like an ABC kind of thing, but my third point doesn't even have a C. Anyway, let's continue. Strike a balance. Now, this is what I would say. When it comes to friendships and relationships, even with family, even with if you have family that is not saved and you are saved, the first thing I'd say is faith first, friendships next. Faith first, friendships next. You have to establish a priority skill. So I'm pretty sure almost everybody did economics, and if you did not, so there's this thing they call scale of preference. Like when you're trying to, when you have, you know, you have limited resources and your needs are insatiable, like human need does not end, or human wants rather, So you have to do a scale of preference, knowing you have limited resources, and allocate them in order of priority. So the first thing on your list is the most important, and the last thing on your list is the least important. So you need to develop a sort of scale of preference when it comes to this. Your faith comes first over everything else in life, including your relationship with family, including, name it, whatever it is in this life, your career, your academics, your goals, your dreams, your ambition, your future, your future family. Anything you can think of in this life, your faith comes first. Jesus is the center of your life. Your faith is what, you know, just defines you. So your faith comes first, then your friendships come next, or however way you choose to arrange all that is next. But what we are talking about here is just faith and friendships. So faith first, friendship next. That's how you strike a balance. Now, you must be in a position where you are able to protect your faith. What do I mean by this? So when I first began to take my relationship with God seriously, one of the things I realized was some of my friends were, scorners. Like, you know when someone says, do not sit in the seat of scorners or something like that. Like, people who just have an obvious disdain for God. Like, it's not like they are saying, oh, it's bad to be a Christian. They just make fun. They trivialize the things of God. That was my problem with them. So they were always making horrid jokes about God, speaking about God in a way that was so dishonoring and so rude. Like, even if God wasn't God, like, I would not take it if somebody was speaking about my parents that way. How much more my God, whom I serve, worship, and owe everything. So I knew that I had to protect my faith, right? I can't, you know, when you've read your Bible and you're just really excited and you're thinking of sharing with your friends, and your friends it's not even that they attack what you've said, they attack the personality of God himself. So in such an instance, you need to know that you have to protect your faith, because there are some unbelieving friends that will be like that. They would be obvious they would have obvious disdain for God. And there are some that will not, they're just not interested, which is fine. But your commitment, your biggest loyalty must be to protecting your faith. And so through the lens of protecting your faith, rather, you evaluate your friendships. So what this means is, if you have people that have an obvious disdain for God, you know that you might need to make some fresh friendships adjustments, because the Bible says that if you keep company with the wise, you will be wise. If you keep company with the foolish people, you will be foolish. So basically, your friends define you to a very large extent. You know this thing of show me your friend and I'll tell you who you are, that kind of stuff. Your friends define you. So I've heard this thing say that, I've heard people say that you are a sum of your friends, like an average of your 5 friends. So if you take all of them together, we can tell the kind of person you are. So you might need to reevaluate your friendships as you protect your faith. So for some people, you may need to cut them off. Absolutely, you may need to cut them off. For some, you may need to keep them close, because, you know, it's not like they have an obvious disdain for God or something. They're just not interested, or they haven't seen the light. So what you may need to do in such an instance is to rearrange your priorities, rearrange your friendships. So I've mentioned this before in 3 things I wish I had known about friendships, about how that you need to have 3 circles, your crowd, your company, and your core. If you don't know what I'm saying, please go and listen to that episode, 3 things I wish I had known about friendships. So if your unbelieving friends are in your core, you might need to take them to your company. You might need to move them to your company. What this means is just give the friendship a little distance. Or you might leave them in your core and try to get more Christian friends to balance it out. But I would go as far as saying that it might be dangerous to leave them in your core. Not because they are bad people, but because they can change you, because who you're with has an influence on your life, especially if you don't have other Christian friends. If your friends, all your friends, are those same people, then you might need to rearrange your friendships. You might need to make new friends. So yeah, you might need to rearrange your friendships. You might need to move them to the company. You might need to cut some people off. You might need to just, you know, have a conversation with them, like, okay, my faith is really important to me and I need you to respect it. So however way it works for you, right, just know that you are committed to your faith first and then your friendships next. So how you handle particular friendships, the Holy Spirit will lead you, because, you know, I don't have all the nitty-gritty details, so I can't advise you on what to do, but just a few pointers I would reiterate. If they have an obvious disdain for God, you may need to cut them off, because that's, for me, that's, it's too close to home. You don't want to, because these things rub on you subtly, you don't want to also now start having a cynical view about your faith. So you might need to cut some people off if you've raised it and they are unwilling to change, they are unwilling to speak about God respectfully, they make fun of you, they mock you. you might need to cut them off. But if it's just like they're just disinterested, they don't care, if you don't have strong Christian friends, you might need to move them out of your core into your company, or you might just need to get more Christian friends and give that unbelieving friend a distance. I'm now going to emphasize this. I'm not saying cut off every unbelieving friend. I hope you can hear me. And I'm not saying you can't be friends with them. I hope you can hear me. I'm just saying protect your faith while you evaluate your friendships. All right. Now, the last thing I'd say is pray and share. Pray and share. So if you've decided, okay, this is not a friend I want to cut off because, you know, they don't have an obvious disdain for God, this person is just not interested, and I want this person to see the light, well, even if you cut them off, I think you should still pray for them. You should still pray for them. Now, prayer is very important because, so as believers, we know that we have a mandate to share the word of God, right? We share the gospel, and I think you should start from the people in your closest circle before you even go to the ends of the earth. So before you go to, you know, China to preach the gospel, what about the people in your house? What about the people in your neighborhood? At least start with them until God opens the door to China. So we are called to evangelize. We are called to be witnesses. We are called to spread the gospel. Now, one of the things we do when we have friends who are unbelievers is we tend to apply effort towards behavior modification and lifestyle change and not sharing the gospel. E.g., you have a friend who is wild, or like really wild, they do drugs, smoke, sleep around, do all of that stuff, and many times when you're trying to like get them to be on the other side of faith with you, you now start saying stuff like, oh, don't do drugs, it's bad for you, don't, it's true, but I feel like your focus should not be on behavior modification, your focus should be on telling them the gospel. So once you've decided to keep an unbelieving friend close, you have a responsibility to get them saved. I sincerely believe that that person is in your life and you have a duty to, even if you cannot get them saved, because that's the job of the Holy Spirit, you have a duty to let them know the gospel and pray for them. Now, the goal is not to condemn them. The gospel is a message of love. So if I, for instance, I saw Black Panther a couple of days ago, and I remember just talking to some of my friends who haven't seen it, and I'm like, oh, you guys need to watch Black Panther, it's so good, I love it, blah blah blah. Or even when I saw Woman King, I was so excited, and I was telling everybody who cared to hear that they need to see Woman King. How much more the gospel, that is a message of death and life, right? It's a message of joy. It's called the good news. You should be excited about telling your friends the gospel, but you have to do it with care. You're not coming off as condemning, you're not coming off as preaching, you're just telling them what the gospel is. Give them a chance. I know somebody, my pastor when I was an undergraduate, he used to say everybody deserves a chance to reject Jesus. Like, just say it, just tell them, let them know the gospel, right? So that's something you have to do for them. And you also have a duty to pray for your friends, especially if they don't know God. Especially if they don't know God. Don't be afraid of ruffling the relationship. Pray for them. Let them know you are praying for them. Mention their name specifically. I know it's very difficult and it's hard when you've prayed for somebody for 6 months and it doesn't look like there's change. You want to give up. But, you know, pray for your friends. The Holy Spirit can do more than you can. Pray for your friends. I really hope that this episode has been beneficial. I hope it has blessed you. Again, I'm not an expert, right, in these things. I'm not an expert in handling relationships with unbelievers. This is just like my opinion drawn from my personal experience, my study of the word, my conversations with some of my friends, and I'm just hoping that it blesses you. So just reiterate so that you don't forget everything I've said. Number one, acknowledge your differences. You are a new man now. You're not the same person you used to be, and that can cause friction in some of your relationships. You need to acknowledge it. Number two, strike a balance. Your faith comes first, then your friendships next. Protect your faith and evaluate your friendships. You might need to do some cleaning, you might need to do some reorganization. But yeah, just ensure that you keep your faith first and you also evaluate your friendships. Number three, pray and share. Pray for your friends, share the gospel with them. Not a message of condemnation, not a message of lifestyle modification or behavioral change. A message of love, a message of the good news that Jesus died for them. Jesus loves them and he died for them and he has given them access to eternal life and a relationship with the Father. Yeah, and I'll just leave you with this, that you are a Jesus that someone sees. You are a Jesus for your friend. So if you keep them around, you have a duty to witness to them. You have a duty to let them see Jesus as he really is, without the preconceived notions, without religion. Just Jesus as he is. You have a duty to your friends. Thank you for listening to this episode of Big Sister Conversations. If you liked it, please leave a review and share with your friends whom you know will find it helpful. You can leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram @Eniola_Adeko to keep up with me and keep the conversation going. Until next time, remember that God loves you and I am rooting for you. See you!